weather changes and you notice more pain or stiffness in your joints. An old wives' tale or a natural occurrence? Here to shed some light on that is Dr. John DiMaggio with Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Dr. DiMaggio, are we just imagining things, or can changes in the weather actually have an impact on how we feel?
They're definitely for real, especially a cold time of year. We're experiencing some winter here in Tulsa right now, and the snow or the rain, things like that. Anytime there's a system of weather moving through, there's a pressure change. I don't know much about weather, but I do know that when the pressure in the area, the air changes, you often feel that in either arthritic joints, joints that are injured, bones, you know, typically in a little bit older population are more sensitive to it. So as far as the pressure changes, a lot of times it presents to people in headaches, migraines. They'll have joint pain because when that pressure increases in the, you know, the air around us, it's the same thing for that joint. But if it's already injured, it kind of gets magnified. Secondly, when the temperatures drop, a good example I like to use is sort of your joints are filled with a fluid that helps them kind of lubricate and stay loose. And that way, when you walk and everything stays nice and reduces the friction, so there's not so much discomfort between your joints. So when the weather gets cold, it's much like the oil in your car is sort of this fluid in your joints. So it's very thick and kind of takes a while to get loosened up, get warmed up before it starts lubricating properly. So sometimes you'll hear that about people, my knees or my back or things take a while to get going in the morning when it's colder outside or when there's, you know, I feel like my knees hurt and then it starts to rain. Like they're pretty good at predicting the weather, actually.
That sounds like it could be potentially be a miserable existence, given that, you know, the pressure can change multiple times a month. So does it trigger every time, or does it sort of just depend on the circumstances, or what?
Usually there's a level of acclimation. So if you've lived in the same climate your whole life, you know, you're probably not going to feel it as much as someone that's had maybe arthritis for the last 20 years that's progressively getting worse. They've lived in a warm area, and now they've moved to, you know, northern Minnesota, and their temperatures are dropping. It's snowing all the time. So that first couple, you know, several winters are probably going to be worse for them than they would be if they were in a place that they had been used to. Sort of the climate changes, the pressure changes, if you're changing altitude, things like that. So it's, you know, your body's great at adapting, but to an extent with some of the environmental changes around you, there's only so much you can do.
So are there ways to treat the cause, or do you just treat the symptoms?
So we'll tell people that it's more of a management thing because the seasons do pass. Obviously, you know, there's a high population of retirees that will move to warmer climates for, you know, obviously for the benefits of retirement. But a lot of them will say that, you know, they don't have as much pain when they're in a warmer climate. So we'll tell people that have these problems or this dysfunction with, you know, their knees or back or whatever the case is to if you get up in the morning and, you can tell that this pressure is affecting you, you can try to get the joints warm either with a shower, taking a bath, some kind of light exercise. Even people that have, because a lot of times with arthritis, you'll have swelling in that joint as well, and heat's necessarily not the best thing for it. So you can use compression sleeves. A lot of times people that work out will wear these. You'll see them at the gym, but they actually provide a good deal of support, and they kind of help combat that pressure and help circulation and keeping some of that inflammation out of the joint as well. So staying moving, trying to stay warm, and using blankets and things like that as well.
The team of professionals at Tulsa Spine and Rehab have the expertise to address what ails you, whether you need chiropractic care, massage therapy, physical therapy, or other specialized treatment. Give them a call today at 918-743-3737.